can handle the truth.
Okay, welcome to the second hour of Immunize Wisely with your host, Ingrid Castle, and my fabulous guest, Jim West of harvoa.org. That's harvoa.org. We're talking about the latest measles outbreaks, and it's actually worldwide. And he left off with talking about what's going on in Ukraine, which I am very fascinated with because the World Health Organization has admitted that, you know, what's going on in New York or even Vancouver, Washington, or even Illinois is nothing compared to what's going on in other parts of the world regarding measles outbreaks. And we do know that the MMR vaccine is certainly not protective of people getting measles. There's a lot of cases of people getting measles in spite of having one, two, or three MMR vaccines. So, and you know, the MMR vaccine, it should be mentioned, is the subject of two lawsuits in federal court. Merck is the defendant, and one of them has to do with their monopoly that's done illegally because the mumps portion, they doctored the data, and so they have a monopoly because they haven't been able to create the antibody the count they need for the mumps portion. So we have lots of mumps outbreaks, allegedly, even though there's a lot of other reasons, but whatever. But then, you know, we have former researchers with Merck. You know, this has like been going on for 10 years, this lawsuit, but it's still in the system. Two researchers were told to doctor the information on the amount of antibodies for the mumps, and they blew the whistle and decided to quit and file a lawsuit. They, you know, got all the data together. And so anyway, with that said, the MMR vaccine and the fact that Merck Pharmaceuticals are convicted felons, you know, and nobody went to prison, you know, over Vioxx and many other things, they've all been to court. Every manufacturer vaccine in this country has been to court and been convicted of felonies, and they just threw a lot of money at it and it went away. So there you go. So Jim, we're going to go ahead and let's go ahead and continue on the Ukraine thing. I just wanted people to get clear on this you know, mandated vaccine game. It's getting to be rather serious if you're dependent on any kind of government services and you care about the health of your children.
Yeah, it is a true horror that is more shocking than whatever science fiction story you can think of. It's the poisoning of the planet. I mean, and this is all evidence if you just reinterpret these epidemics as poison epidemics, which is easy to do if you check out some of my work or a lot of other people's work, you know. So, but if I guess I'll just continue into this measles epidemic blog that I wrote here. But one of the interesting things, which is should really opens up a long conversation, which we probably won't have time for, but it's that 85% of the measles cases, whether they be in New York among the Hasidic Jews or whether they be in Portland, Oregon, where it's not about Hasidic Jews, or whether it be you know, it's 85% of the cases are among are unvaccinated people. You know, so it seems to me, if we can accept that this isn't a toxicological disease, that being vaccinated suppresses the natural, healthy immune response, which is blisters, which is measles symptoms, you know, which is coughing,
Right.
And catharsis. This is measles is a natural and healthy response to being poisoned, and the measles vaccine, by poisoning you ahead of time, causes dysfunction of your immune system, so you cannot produce measles symptoms. So so the irony is that the poisoned person by vaccine is declared healthy, and the diseased person who's having a proper reaction to the poisoning is declared the diseased. And you're not supposed to touch the disease because it could spread the proper reaction around, you know.
Right.
So obviously the system has done a lot of thought about this whole measles problem, you know. But it's now,
right.
There is a, I can sort of, so my thesis here is that vaccines, they produce disease, but they also suppress disease. If it's a healthy disease, it can be designed.
Well, there's atypical measles, and then there's an increase in seizure disorders among the vaccinated. It's 5 times the likelihood that you'll get seizures from the MMR than you ever would from measles. And also there's other, you know, side effects that they're blaming on measles, but it's much more common in the vaccinated. What is that? I'm forgetting it. It's actually in the package insert,
side effect.
In the physician's desk reference. Yeah.
Is he talking about side effects or subsequent?
Side effects of the MMR vaccine.
Right.
That are, they try to blame as the dangers of measles, yet these very same dangers are listed right in the package inserts as being a side effect of the vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the game, right? I mean,
right.
It's amazing. It's a government is an industry, is a parasite on humanity. So now it becomes more difficult to support my thesis when, you know, I have a temporary challenge here because the cases consist of the unvaccinated. However, Stefan Lanka, the virologist, one of the few dissident virologists, probably the only dissident virologist in the world, very simply explains, as in I show in my article, how there is no science to support the existence of a measles virus, because the measles virus was never isolated. They never examined it. They never proved it really exists. It's blatantly phony and false, these studies by Enders back in the 50s, who falsely claimed to have isolated the measles virus. And the same scientist, Enders, also falsely claimed to have isolated the poliovirus. And I have a study on that also by a biologist, a modern biologist, who says that those studies claiming to have found a poliovirus and characterized it properly are falsely making that claim. So, you know, until they can come up with a study, also, the fact that they have omitted toxicology from any of the virology when they go through the process of claiming that they've discovered a virus, since that toxicology is missing, they have no argument. You can't analyze a disease or microbes or whatever, avoid the toxicology, and claim you know anything about that disease and causation or about the microbes.
Right.
You can't know, you know.
Because these microbes proliferate in the face of disease or toxicology, you know, whatever you want to say it. The toxicology leads to disease, which leads to the proliferation of specific microbes.
Right, and these are probably friendly bacteria in another environment, in a natural environment. They're probably normally balanced. They're part of the ecology, the jungle of microbes. They're just a natural defensive force there that we totally know how to live with and probably use and interact with beneficially.
Well,
that was
proven, Jim, that was proven with the Human Microbiome Project. That was with how many healthy adults, it was like 270 some, and they went through great extents to make sure they were healthy. They even had to do dental work on them and stuff to make sure that they were healthy. And they found out that these, what they thought were disease-causing microbes, were in all healthy people. And these were healthy people, but they were living peaceably among others. So they're not causal agents in and of themselves. And they change form. They're pleomorphic, as Beauchamp said.
Right.
And, you know, he called them microzemas because we have some kind of debate over what a virus is. And, you know, is a virus used to mean, you know, the root word is in Latin and it meant poison, literally.
Right.
So is a virus actually, and it's not supposed to be living, and they keep trying to morph it, making it into something that's a living microbe like a bacteria. But yet, you know, when it started out, the polio virus, it was all toxicology. That was when, you know, they came up with virus with the root word of poison, because that's exactly what it is.
Yep. Yeah, they were all calling it a poison, and then they morphed the explanation into being a microbe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's all cuckoo. It's all cuckoo. It really is, because you know it's at you know, Paul Offit actually has one of those machines in his office for a centrifuge machine for creating stuff for the vaccines from sick children. I mean, this is mucus and crap, you know, that's, you know, the product of disease. You know, your body's trying to get rid of the toxin, so it produces mucus. You might have loose stools. I mean, you know, you generally don't want to eat. How many people want to eat when they're having an acute illness? And you shouldn't eat. You should do lots of fluids. Your body is attempting to rid itself of the toxic debris. And he takes this toxic debris, and they use it for creating vaccines with a centrifuge machine. It's just creepy. Really creepy.
Yeah. Well, what's scary is that people go along with it, you know, and they don't challenge it. You know, that's the scary thing. I mean, that is so disappointing that people don't just naturally rebel and go, I don't know, this just sounds too crazy to me, you know, Doc.
Right.
You know, it's you know,
well,
even.
Let's...
Yeah. Okay.
I just want to mention, we have a chat. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but there is a chat that Merv Bailey set up, and I should have mentioned it before. Or immunizewisely.chattango. That's chattango.com. And so I should have mentioned that. Merv Bailey has posted all kinds of great information about Jim West and about Ruo Feng, who reviewed many of these studies on ultrasound, and just augmenting the discussion. So if anyone is tuning in, you can go there. And then after the next break, we will take callers. I just wanted to go ahead and make sure that we covered some ground here before we, you know, we had these breaks, and, you know, we wanted to cover plenty of ground because, you know, Jim is just a wealth of information. So that number is 800-313-9443 if anybody wants to ask Jim a specific question, or you can put it on the chat and I will ask him. But go ahead, Jim. You have so much to say about this topic.
Well,
you're talking.
Okay, so when I'm talking about Superfund sites, EPA Superfund sites, in New York City or anywhere around, you know, that's where they attempt to remediate the soil, but they're really just getting rid of the gross matter of poisoning using pumps. And basically, pumps operate like a cream separator, except you're not getting cream, you're getting benzene and stuff like that. And but they can't succeed because, you know, earth is soaked in poisoning, and you can't clean earth of poisons like that. So at a certain point after doing this, they declare that the site has been remediated, and they check it off their list, the Superfund site. And that's sort of a political designation, because after that, any epidemics that occur in the area, they declare them to be It makes it easier for them to declare them as a measles or a virus disease because they remediated the area. You know, it's no longer capable of causing disease. There's a huge luxury apartment complex in Manhattan called the Stuyvesant Town Complex, 11,000 apartments built in 1954 era, and it was built right over a manufactured gas plant that had been in operation for around 70 years, and that's where they basically distill coal in order to get gas. That's how they got gas before they had natural gas. They would heat coal and use the gas that came out of it and pump it into everybody's apartment so they could heat their apartment and cook. And and so this huge plant manufactured, MGP, they call it MGP plant, was there in Manhattan. And then they removed it. They moved over to natural gas. But the thing is that soil is just soaking in these chemicals. And it's the same problem. They had the MGPs in Williamsburg. So there's vapors coming up out of the ground. They claim it's not a problem. They've done studies. I don't know. I don't think they're studying the proper chemicals. I doubt there's. You know, you can study something, but when a disease occurs like every 5 years or whatever, you know, they're not going to catch that with a review that's only a short while. I created a formula using the weather pressure and weather wind speed, a simple formula that's on my blog here, where you can predict or analyze what I believe the pollution level would be just based on the air pressure. Because when the pressure goes down, which is before a rain usually, it's going to suck these poisons out of the ground. You're going to have a wind blowing right out of the ground. You're going to have a slow wind, and that's going to be coming up into the apartments, into the basements. So the theory is that the diseases would most likely occur in the low-level apartments, not the high-level apartments. So I did find actually a Hasidic man who lives at the epicenter. Contacted me. We talked. He and his child, son, and I. We talked, and he told me that he described the cases that he knew of, and four were in a basement. He said they lived in a basement for 2 weeks, and they all came down with measles. He said another four were on the second floor, they all came down with measles. His child said that all the children in the class came down with measles except for one, and it lived on the eighth floor. You know, so that's...
The child that didn't
lived
get
on
measles
high,
lived on the eighth high. Floor, you're saying?
Yeah, they were
yeah,
on the
so
eighth
it didn't
floor.
Have the seepage from the ground.
Right. Now, the reason I know about this earth pollution, which is something nobody talks about hardly, is there's a whole world of pollution that's in the earth. I mean, we talk about air pollution, but there's earth pollution. It's massive, you know, because nobody, before the EPA, nobody even bothered to take the stuff away. They just dump it in the ground, you know. So there's rivers of poison, industrial poisons all over the place. But I used to live in an apartment, and I noticed that every time the wind slowed down, I tried to find a weather formula, right? I would get the flu whenever the wind slowed down. And I thought it was from, you know, traffic, stuff like that, which I'm sure it was, you know. But eventually I tracked it to what I eventually found to be is this MGP plant legacy in the ground beneath my apartment. And so I created this formula based on low wind speed and air pressure. And then I graphed that formula over time using weather data, and I graphed it against the measles cases in Brooklyn. And you can see the relationship. It's a very nice, obvious visual relationship between earth poisoning based on these weather predictions and measles cases, you know. And
okay, we're coming up on a break. Wow, this is so fast. I hope everyone's paying attention to this. This is toxicology as leading to these, what they think are infectious diseases, and they are not. So stay tuned. You're listening to Jim West, and I'm your host, Ingrid Castle.
Governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome back to Immunize Wisely. My name is Ingrid Castle, and I have the infamous Jim West on. He hails from New York, and I put out the caller's phone number. It's 800-313-9443, and we do have a first caller, Harley in Indiana. Welcome, Harley. Do you have a question for Jim?
Well, actually, I wanted to just say a couple things real quick. And then I'll get off. But they had it on the news this week. It was either CBS or Fox, approximately 10 o'clock at night. They stated that some study showed that 45% of the people vaccinated for the whooping cough came down with the whooping cough. And then they turned around and told us that it was very important that you vaccinate your baby starting at 2 months old, and it needed a series of vaccinations after. And after that, you know, adults should be getting their boosters, I think they said, every 10 years. And then I just thought I'd comment that I met a lady several weeks back that was close to 70 years old. She has polio and told me she came down with polio somewhere between, like, 2 weeks and 3 or 4 months after she was 3 years old and was vaccinated. So I just want to throw that in.
It's very,
talks about,
well, thank you. It really is all toxicology, and the vaccine thing is all just a huge moneymaker for the pharmaceutical industry. It's basically the lead in for them to get hooked up on other drugs, and it's a religion. You know, my mother wrote a book, I believe I sent it to Jim, called The Vaccine Religion, Mass Mind, and the Struggle for Human Freedom. And it is a religion, and we need to wake people up to it, because it's going to kill our country after all. But,
yes,
you know, appreciate it, Harley.
Be,
the more you... Yeah?
I was going to say, a quick question would be, is radon gas one of these pollutants that he's talking about? Because they talk about that every once in a while, and that's supposed to be in your basement. And then I'll hang up and listen for his answer. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you,
yeah. Mark. I wonder about radon gas. I think it's probably real and true, but at the same time, when you look at a map of the dumping, like the EPA keeps these databases of dumping, New York is like completely covered with these industrial dumping, and I would think that having, you know, trichlorinated methylethylene, toluene, benzene, and all that soaked around your basement would probably be worse than radon. By the focus on radon could be a distraction, you know, from because you never hear them talking about industrial dumping.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear about that. It's huge.
If you don't mind, I have a couple of comments. We have a radon mine here that people used to go to for health benefits, and there are people that have written on it in this area where they're measured radon levels in basement. And I do agree with Jim. I think it's some smoke and mirrors that the radon is a cover up for, you know, the industrial pollution, and you know, like we also while they're blaming radon in our area. They were dumping intensely in the Northwest at the Tri-Cities area in Southern Washington, and Umatilla in Oregon is a huge site for radiation dumping, you know, all the toxic waste from, so I'm just saying, you know, this is, they were constantly doing the radon thing when people were downwind from Hanford nuclear site. And we were downwind from Fukushima, and you know, on and on and on. You know, and there's lots of cancer cases in this area from the agricultural, because we live in a huge agriculture area with the Columbia Irrigation Project and all the Monsanto stuff, and then Umatilla, you know, and then the fertilizer industry is a dumping ground. I would love to have the author of Fateful Harvest. He's another person, because the fertilizer industry is completely unregulated, and it's a means of dumping a lot of this toxic waste. And so that's another book to explore. If you haven't read that, Jim, it's called Fateful Harvest.
Right.
And it came out right around the time of 9/11.
Right. Sure, I've known that the phosphate industry is connected up with the uranium processing. Yeah, I guess that's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yep.
Harley made an interesting.
Other people, but go ahead.
Okay, quickly, he had mentioned that he heard on some communication, their mainstream, that they're showing you how vaccines don't work, then they immediately try to sell you on vaccines. And I see that commonly, where the mainstream will admit vaccines don't work and then try to sell you on it and threaten you on it. So they're actually playing both sides of the game and taunting you with this vaccine thing. You know, they want you to fear vaccines even, and then they want to threaten you if you don't have it. You know, so that's a powerful propaganda.
Yeah, they're keeping everyone in absolute disempowerment and fear. And there are solutions, but we have to be networking and working together. That's why I send people to the control group, and you know, we need to actually be banding together. yeah, and not, you know, yeah, being in little separate cubicles. But we're coming up on a commercial break, so stay tuned. We have two more callers that I know of, and just hold on, okay? Thanks.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Immunize Wisely with my fantastic guest, Jim West. And we're going to go ahead and take another caller. I hope that answered your question on the radon stuff. I'm sorry, we were just discussing. I don't have all that documentation. I just remember this guy had a manuscript. He has since died. And, you know, it was a big hype about radon in this area, you know, coming out of people's basements and stuff and scaring people when there was so much other toxicology going on in our particular area. So anyway, I do think it's kind of a red herring. So we have Pat in Fort Worth. Welcome to our program, Pat, and welcome to RBN.
Thank you. I was enjoying that. And I want to go back to the, and I just admire him as a scientist. I was a scientist too, and I just admire all that work he's done. But I wanted to say on the sonograms, when we, when Texas made it a law, you have to have a sonogram before you can have an abortion. the left fought that tooth and nail. And the reason was because many women were told it was a blob and they go to Planned Parenthood and it's not really living yet. And you show them a sonogram and they suck in the finger or something, they won't have the abortion. And I just wondered, you know, we don't want to change two things at one time. So would you think it would be more scientifically better if we let them have the sonogram before? I believe abortion's going to be the decision. Oh, really, it's going to be reversed. But meanwhile, the help, pregnancy help centers that want them to keep their baby, they will offer a free sonogram to show them it's not a blob. And what do you think about that as being a more, have y'all done any research on abortion versus, I know China, I wonder if they have an ulterior motive because in their research, because you weren't allowed to have but one child. And of course they wanted a male because he would take care of the family. And the females were eaten. I think they sold them at the supermarket. And so really, you know, do you trust Chinese? Did they have a theory before they started their research? And we don't have that research like that in this country as good as that.
Well, we do actually have.
That's a lot of things at one time.
Okay, well, there is some great research in the United States, and there is some great research in Israel that shows that ultrasound is extremely damaging at extremely low exposure. So we don't really need the Chinese studies, but the thing that's nice about the Chinese studies is they purposely targeted these studies done in Europe and done in the United States that were done with animals and cells, and they reinforced them with a human study, because the primary criticism is that these studies could not be trusted because they're cell studies, they're animal studies, they're not human studies. So the Chinese came along and did human studies, and they cite the European and American studies at the bottom of their studies to show you that they're reinforcing what's already been known for decades, although not known with human studies, you know. And then the other issue you brought up was this moral issue on how to communicate to women the reality of their child in their pregnancy. And yeah. So people are using ultrasound to communicate to women that this is indeed a real child, not just a blob. But ultrasound is not the only way people communicate, you know. So I think they could just learn how to communicate without it. You know, put your hand on your stomach, talk about the reality, you know, show pictures of babies that are parallel to what you have in your stomach. You know, they don't have to, you know, radiate your child, because she's going to end up keeping a child that she's just damaged, you know, if you're using ultrasound. So I think a conversation, it may be more efficient, wouldn't take so much time. Maybe it's not as, you know, but I think there's other ways to convince people, if that's the intent, if it is to convince people.
Right.
You know, in China, it was to see what the sex was. I bet you they did it there and for that reason, you know. And people now definitely need to be talked out of that. I mean, they told me I was going to have a girl until he was born. I didn't have a male name. He became Junior all of a sudden. and he is a very, very bright person. You know, I wouldn't do anything like that. But it wasn't as common back then as it is now. Want to know what you're going to have.
Right.
and that's the main thing.
We were lucky, you know. My granddaughter was a surprise, and I think I do think it's pretty horrible, you know, that they schedule the birth, they schedule cesareans. I mean, the Microbiome Project shows that the microbiome of children that were born cesarean is completely different than the microbiome of babies born vaginally. So, I mean, it's just on and on how we have screwed up with a natural process. Bonding doesn't occur the way it should with a natural birth, where the baby comes out of the vaginal canal and is immediately put to the chest of the woman. I mean, you know, it's pretty tragic what's going on, but there's a wonderful magazine, Pathways to Family Wellness. Jeannie Ohm, a chiropractor, started that, and you can go to Pathways to Family Wellness, and that's probably the best gift you can give a pregnant woman. Sirius is a subscription. I would, because they have all kinds of, you can access their back issues, and they have all kinds of stuff on absolute natural birth, and they expose the very issues we're talking about here. In fact, I wouldn't have known of the Human Microbiome Project if it weren't for Jeannie Ohm asking permission to use one of Walling James's charts in an article she was writing about the fallacy of the germ theory of disease. And whole, you know, I was just like, wow, this is like fantastic that our government funded this study that proves the fallacy of the germ theory of disease. I thought this would be the end of vaccines, but no, didn't happen. So yeah, the whole abortion issue, I just want to mention, Pat, I could go on and on. I think you should mention, Jim, the pro-life people that insisted on having this baby, and how she had 2 to 3 admitted ultrasounds throughout her pregnancy, and what happened.
Yeah, there's that YouTube video of a couple, and they have a severely damaged child, and they're talking about it, and they are they're cast as a heroic couple, because they've decided to hold on to this damaged child and raise him and love him or her. And at the same time, they're talking about their experience, they go on and on for, like, I don't know, 3 to 5 minutes. You can hear them talking about, well, we had these ultrasound at this point in gestation, we had another ultrasound here, we had 3 more ultrasounds here, and once you're convinced about, or if you're convinced about, the horror of ultrasound, it becomes surreal to watch them talk in this world of not understanding the risk of ultrasound. It becomes unreal.
Well, what your book, I guess people need to know, in your last book, the whole microcephaly, or where the baby is born without a brain. This baby literally had, like, no brain left. That she admits to having 2 to 3. The boy's name is Jackson, Joxon. So you can YouTube, do a search. I'll find it and maybe post it in the chat the next commercial break. But it's 10 minutes. It's a pro-life thing. She was told during pregnancy that she should abort the baby because there's a risk of it, you know, baby being Down syndrome or some problem with it. So she said no. And so they insisted that she have these ultrasounds about every 2 to 3 weeks. I watched it more recently than you. Jim, you watched it like a year ago when it came out or so.
Right.
And I was so shocked that I shared it with you, and you said, oh, yeah, that's old. I was all excited about it, too. Because that's what Jim proves in his book, that the whole Zika virus thing that was in Northeast Brazil was a huge ultrasound experiment. Right, Jim?
Right. I have a book on that. I have a lot of literature on my website about the Zika epidemic, the microcephaly epidemic in Brazil.
Wow. That's,
and it's an excellent book.
That's really good. And I was a medical technologist. I worked in research, but I won't get into that. It wasn't that kind of research. And when in the lab, though, when they made me go and take courses on how to decide, do these tests to decide whether a baby should be aborted, I just quit the whole medical profession. I was not going to be part of that in any way, shape, or form. And
good
I go
for you.
I agree. I'll let you go now.
Thank you, Roxanne. I really appreciate the call. I mean, Pat. I'm sorry, Pat.
Yeah.
Fourth.
Okay.
I'm getting all mixed up. The next caller is Roxanne, another person in Texas. But thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. And I hope you stay tuned. And I'm always going to have good guests. But Jim is on the top of my list. I wanted you guys to make sure you heard Jim, because he's such a fabulous researcher and ties in everything I believe in, the whole toxicology cause of all illness and disease. So, okay, thank you, Pat. And Roxanne, you're on with us, Jim West and Ingrid Castle. So do you have a question you want to address to Jim?
Well, I have a couple of bullet points, but I do want to say I'm always praying for Al Whitney. I mean, we know her name, but she's a beautiful, beautiful woman, and she's got a beautiful place in heaven, and we're so, all the people in heaven are fortunate to have her. But I got a couple of points real quick. Just like Pat, I worked 36 years in medical industry, and I was in radiology since 94, and I quit some years ago because I got 9,000 horror stories. But I think your guest, Mr. West, had mentioned his mom had, her generation had x-rays. We did what was called a pelvimetry. You could look it up later. But, yeah, we did all that. And then I worked in Saudi Arabia. And going back to the first part of your show, you were talking about rickets. You know, when I worked in Riyadh, it was so bloody hot during the day that the children were not, you know, either they were in school or they kept in the house because it was so hot. And so they didn't go out till night to play. And so they were really deprived of sunlight, that's for sure, your vitamin D. And then the ultrasound, you know, as I worked in radiology, the techs, the women, it was at the time, most of my life, and it's become men over time too, but they were all angry, they were all depressed. That wavelength affects people over time, I'm telling you. But what I've come up with, and I can't think of he's got books out there, and I can't think of his name right now. But what, you know, the angstrom that the ultrasound wave is at, it lifts up the cytoskeleton, which will affect the mitochondria, I think Mr. West talked about earlier. So the side effects are numerous. And it could be hit and miss, or, you know, I have to study the targets. But when you lift up the cytoskeleton, you're going to blow up that mitochondria. And I'll get off the air. And I thank you for all you both do.
Well,
wonderful, wonderful show.
Before you leave.
Yeah, right. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, when you talk about the cytoskeleton and the cellular membrane,
yes.
There's a study in 2013, I believe, called Krasovitsky and Professor.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what they studied, and they made it very obvious that at 1/38 the exposure that the FDA allows on a fetus, they can destroy the cytoskeleton of the cell.
Right.
And the membrane, the membrane becomes permeable. And because of that's one reason why a fetus is more vulnerable to a vaccine or any subsequent poisoning, because its membrane no longer is able to filter out the poisons, you know.
Yes, sir. It's so hideous when you figure it. That's why I quit like that. And so many others in the medical profession. It's so genius. Hideous, that yet you say, well, I can't be part of it anymore. And I appreciate all the dexterous work that y'all do, because we have to help each other. It is proven that they are doing this, whether it be the water, the soil, the injections, the radiation. It's a combination of everything, but it has to stop. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I've heard people like you who are in the medical industry, and they've used the word predatory, you know, that it's a medical system is predatory, you know.
Okay.
So,
well, I'll let you get to others. Thank you so much, and appreciate all the work y'all do. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So we have, we don't have any callers after Roxanne. So that's great, because you can keep talking. But we have a commercial break coming up, so you're only going to have 4 minutes before the end of the show, pretty much. So we're going to be probably doing your closing comments, telling everyone how to get your books. And the books are pretty much right front and center. If you go to Harvoa, HARVOA.org, and they're not that expensive, and I would encourage people to get all three of them, because Jim West is the premier researcher. John Rappaport totally gives him accolades, and anyone that has done research in this area, they know that people go off on different rabbit holes. And when it comes to the disease process and these whole issues, Jim West is on it more than anyone else I know, frankly. And, well, there's a few other people in Europe. You know, there's certain Stephen Lonka and John Wantling. But, you know, someone that's actually done the detailed research and done the studies and the graphs and the charts and like that, that would be Jim West. Right, Jim?
Yeah, and Amazon is another way to get my books, which helps support the research.
Great. Thank you. So you stay tuned. We're coming up on a commercial break. You're listening to Jim West on Immunize Wisely.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to Immunize Wisely. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. We're going to wrap up the great show we did with Jim West. He's a wealth of knowledge on the toxicology that underlies all disease processes. It's always about toxicology, and I do that. I talk about that at humbleweed.net and my blogs, how to rid your body of the excess toxins in your body so you don't get measles, so you don't get these various ailments. It's important, especially with everything that's raining down on us in the toxic environment we live on, to keep our system cleaned out. But I want, you know, since we only have a couple minutes, I want to make sure that Jim gives some closing remarks, you know, where to get his book, and things that you think people should know and what they should do, you know, to protect themselves.
Yeah, well, because I'm not a doctor, it's really hard for me to say what people should do. I mean, personally, well, I think it's about developing a natural look at the world, because you just can't come up with a little bit of information here, a little bit of information here, decide that ultrasound is bad, and then plunge back into the medical system and be overwhelmed. You know, you have to establish a cultural background within yourself. Midwifery Today and some of the organizations that Ingrid had mentioned help establish a natural view of the world. Basically, I guess it's a trust in oneself, trust in the natural system. But that's becoming complicated because there's so much damage done to us in the womb before we even have the ability to make decisions, before we can, you know, so it's very complicated. But know thyself is good advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say know yourself, who you are spiritually, and knowing that you're just this, your body's a vehicle, and you is a communication tool, and we use it the best we can. But at the same time, it's important as a communication tool, our bodies, it's that we keep it in as good a shape as possible. And for me, doing periodic cleanses, I did a 21-day cleanse with a lady where it was just, you know, colon cleansing and juice for 21 days, vegetable juice. And the more natural we can live, the better it is overall, because you know I just was mentioning on the break, you know, the trees are being inundated, all living things are being inundated with this poisoning, and at least we have some foresight where we can, you know, purge our bodies, you know, because I had a friend, you know, just recently, she was very sick, and that was an issue. I said, you need to do some colon cleansing, you know, do that instead of, you know, succumbing. So, but thank you so much. We're at the end of the program. And Jim West, I want to have you back on again. I think you're such a great addition as a guest to any RBN host. And keep up the great work. And I hope people subscribe to your blog, or at least, you know, get in touch with you or look at your blog. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you, Ingrid.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can.